All right, so here we are. We've been talking for the last three podcasts about men and women both preaching the gospel.
This says speaking tips, so should this actually say preaching tips?
Yes, not sharing tips, not speaking tips. We're going to do preaching tips
preaching
on this program.
Tips.
Yeah.
So, John, what was your most embarrassing speaking or preaching moment? Maybe you were only speaking and that's why it was embarrassing, or maybe you were preaching.
You know, I have too many to remember, but I mean, I remember a lot of them. I think one of the most embarrassing is when I first started preaching, Lisa, I tried to sound just like my hero, T.L. Osborne. So I would say, wow, backwards even. And I wore his clothes because he was gracious. He gave me two complete wardrobes.
And we were poor, so we really appreciated that.
Yeah, we didn't have any money to buy suits. Lisa, I wasn't comfortable. I knew there was a call in my life, and I hated. My worst day would be the day I had to preach. I remember when I was a youth pastor, every Tuesday night, I was supposed to speak to the youth. It was my worst day of the week. I would almost have an ulcer.
And he also led worship.
Oh, that we don't want to go there.
Yeah,
we don't.
Perhaps you could sing your favorite song?
I'm not.
What was the favorite song? I think you could just
Majesty.
Do a little bit. Okay, why don't you just open up with just a teeny bit of Majesty?
Worship Majesty.
He's doing it.
Worship His Majesty.
Okay, that was awesome.
Okay, that's
honey.
Good. We're done with that. So.
Yeah. That
nobody
happened.
Is allowed to put that online, share that, or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, no, it's
out
a podcast.
That,
it's totally
okay.
Happening.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You're, if preaching doesn't work out for you, I feel like you've got opportunities with a worship leader.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway,
so is that your most important embarrassing thing? I feel like you're trying to avoid it.
Well, I think just acting like somebody else was very embarrassing. I would get up and say stupid things. I'd say bow your eyes and close your heads.
That could just be stress.
That was totally Lisa. I was called to preach. I knew it. I loved God so much, I didn't want to disobey. But I hated it because I was so nervous on the day. And then I remember every Tuesday night when the service was over, I was like, oh, I'm so glad that's over. And I think people need to understand this because now people ask me now, they say, are you nervous before you preach? No, not at all. And you want to know why? Because I've watched the Holy Spirit come through time and time and time and time and time again to where now my hope is developed in Him, His ability in me.
You know, I'm going to tell my embarrassing story.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
So my most embarrassing story was actually in the Ukraine. So I was sitting on the front row. I had an interpreter. I mean, I had like a girl sitting next to me. It was kind of my interpreter that was telling me what was going on. And then I had the woman announcing that was going to be my translator interpreter. And I said to her, you're going to tell me when it's time for me to go up, right? And she said, yes, yes, yes. And then all of a sudden, I just heard my name. And I thought she was, you know, saying, hey, Lisa Bevere will be the next speaker, because I was the next speaker, preacher, whatever. Speaker, I just looked at, and she just looked at me, and she just motioned her hands like, get up. And so I knew I didn't have time to go around behind the stage, so I walked to the front. And when I walked to the front, I wore heels at that time. This was probably the first and last time I wore heels. And somehow it got caught on the tape that had the cables running across the stairs.
Way.
And I wiped out as I entered the stage. I landed on all fours with my backside facing the audience. And all I heard was a collective gasp from the Russian women. And I just got up and said, I'm okay. Am I okay? I'm okay. And then I think my interpreter kind of was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry. I just fell. But it was like super embarrassing. And then it continued to be carried on as a story because that was my introduction in the Ukraine.
I would have thought your most embarrassing story is when the bra strap was hanging out the whole time. You were preaching to 5,000 women.
That wasn't 5,000 women.
How many was it?
That was at the Telstra Arena.
How many was that?
I think that was 19.
Oh, all I know is I got texts like crazy.
Yeah, okay, so I have had in the past the
Can I tell another embarrassing
cheap.
One of yours?
No.
You had jet lag and went down to Australia? Was
no,
that it?
No. Let's
no,
not.
We're
no,
we're not going to talk
no,
about that
No, we're not
going
to do that. We'll save that for another time.
Okay, maybe so, next podcast.
Yes,
but no,
and
it's important.
I can get nervous before I speak. You don't get nervous. I can get nervous still. So I'm for the people that don't get, you know, especially if I'm not prepared, that's of course a horrible feeling. B, if it is a rough environment. And I feel like nobody is hearing me. And you know, one of the things that makes me nervous, John, which actually is something I finally figured out after years, and these people can benefit from this, is if I can't see the people. Yeah, so if I'm on a stage and there's bright lights and the audience is blacked out, I get nervous. And for a long time, I would be like, I don't know what's wrong. Like my brain is saying one thing while I'm speaking and I'm thinking nobody's getting it. And then afterwards, I'd come off the stage and I'd look at my assistants. I'd say, did that make sense? And it's because I couldn't see the people. And so now if I get up, I'm like, can you guys, bring up the house light so I can see the people? If not, it's like talking in a dark room and it feels really weird. So that can make me nervous. And that was just something I was able to correct.
And I know there's a lot of you out there that you feel the call of God in your life. You sense the call of God, I should say, in your life, that you're called to proclaim the word of God. And maybe you've had situations where you've been asked to speak and you just didn't like it like I didn't. Can I tell you that don't stop, don't quit. The first few times both Lisa and I spoke the word of God, we felt like we flopped. It felt like nobody got anything out of it. But I can tell you in those times, I remember people coming up later to me saying, my whole life was changed forever. And God just really showed, I think both of us, and I'm speaking for both of us right now, that it's really not about us. It's about obedience to him, and it's about the people. And I think what keeps me from getting nervous is thinking, I'm not getting up there to perform. I'm getting up there to deliver the word of life to all these people. And when you focus on the people, how you're there to serve them, I think it really knocks out nerves, because nerves deal with you. It deals with your performance. And so first thing I really want to emphasize, if you even feel that you're called to preach, it's not a performance. It's not a stage thing. It's serving. And if that's your focus, believe me, you're not going to be fighting nerves like you will if you feel like, oh gosh, I've got to perform when I'm up there. And so,
and also if your heart is prepared, if if John and I've had a fight and then I have to get up and preach or anything like that. No, I mean, I'm going to have to
fight.
Yeah, we yes. So anyway, if we've had a disagreement or if something's upset me, maybe something bad has happened, things happen and you hear about it right before you go into minister, you got to get your heart clear, either in your hotel room or, at home or in worship, and you've got to clear your heart so that you're ministering out of a clear well and not a muddied up well.
Exactly.
And you don't bring whatever is personally upsetting to you or privately upsetting to you into a public arena. You want to go and minister grace to the people. Hey, John, what is this about Slovakia? What did you do in Slovakia? There's a note on here on the podcast. I need to know what happened in Slovakia. I'm curious. What is this?
Well, it happened actually just last year, and we were at the National Tennis Center there in Slovakia, and people had come from Serbia, Croatia. They came from Czech Republic, and I have never seen such oppression on people.
Oppression.
Oppression.
Like,
and
heaviness.
I had this whole PowerPoint ready, and I was ready to preach a message, and I never got to it because I just started dealing with them tolerating what Jesus liberated them from. And I mean,
but wouldn't some people say that's just what they live under, John? That's just how the nation is?
While I was preaching, at least, I thought, these people are going to kick me out of this nation. They'll never let me come back.
But it was
because
okay,
I was
because
so strong with them. But I was sharing with them how that when we used to be under oppression, we had to address it. We had to break it. What you don't confront doesn't change. That it's a spirit. You have to do it. You have to get radical in your praise. You have to get radical in your speaking. And, it actually turned out that it liberated a lot of people in that place, and those meetings really turned out successful. But I think the real point in why our team asked me to speak about this was I had no idea I was going to do this until I stepped up there, and I saw the desperate need in these people.
What do you think would have happened if you hadn't done that?
It would have been words that fell onto hard ground, and they wouldn't have produced fruit.
You could have had a polished message.
Yes.
That would have just bounced off fallow ground.
Right. But
what you did was you modeled something for them by saying, I understand that your culture and your country is under this oppression.
Right.
But the kingdom of God is not under this oppression. And you are ambassadors of a kingdom. So you need to stop being under what is in this country's culture. And by doing that, you were sensitive. And I know a lot of ministers need to hear permission to do that, because maybe they go there and they have a prepared message and they feel like they have to stay with that prepared message. But what you did in Slovakia, it sounds like you went in there and you made sure the people could hear instead
plowed
of
up the
just what you
ground.
Wanted to say.
Yeah, and it's so important because then think about it. That trip all the way over there, my team went over there. We were all there, you know, and you would have just preached the word of God on a bunch of hard soil. And one of the things that I said, Lisa, is I said, hey, our cultures develop things in our life, and you can have, there are principalities over nations. They can develop things in our culture that aren't of God. Right. And I said, one of your things is to be oppressed. And, you know, it's so funny. You watch them at a soccer game, though, and they go crazy. You watch them at a hockey game, those Czech Republic people, they go nuts. So I'm like,
that's
hey.
The real them.
What's that?
That's the real them.
Yeah, and so you don't want to see them closed off, not being able to receive from the King, from the Word of God, when in reality they open up at a hockey game, you know? So, yeah, there are times that, you know, I know you, this has happened with you often. You'll go in and totally planning on speaking on one thing, but you end up speaking on another because that's what the Holy Spirit wants. And
yeah, I actually get a little frustrated. But it's kind of in Please hear my heart on this. You know, I really do take it seriously when I come to preach a church. And, you know, I get it that sometimes they're inviting me because they've read a book or whatever. But, you know, it's one of those things when they ask for me to send me all the scriptures I'm going to use or my PowerPoint a couple weeks out, I kind of freak out because I actually really love to go to a place, get in the atmosphere, and make sure I can do what you actually just did in Slovakia, that that I can have the freedom to be led by the Spirit, to not just preach a message, but to actually be a message, that I'm going to model it, that I'm going to speak it, that I'm going to be sensitive, and being a true messenger rather than just a minister of, you know, my message, but a minister of what God's gospel would be. And all the fields look different. So I love, you know, I just want to give people permission that, you know, the Holy Spirit might take you a different direction.
Yeah.
Then again, the Holy Spirit might say, don't get confused. I've had people try to confuse me during praise and worship. Like, I'll know I'm supposed to preach one thing, and then somebody will come up to me and say, the Holy Spirit told me you think you're supposed to preach one thing and you're supposed to preach another. If people say that to you, don't listen to them. They don't have the pulpit. They're trying to mess with you. Just stay with what the Holy Spirit
That's
tells
good.
You to do, not them. But
so,
anyway.
So bottom line, be prepared. We need to be prepared.
Have
let's
your heart
let's
ready.
Go back even further. You and I both learned how to preach by preaching to people one-on-one, by preaching to neighbors, by preaching to people we picked up on the street, by preaching to fraternity members.
By preaching to each other.
Preaching to each other. All right, secondly, if a door is open to you for you to minister the gospel, you should prepare, but don't let that preparation be what constrains you. The Bible says we are to speak as the oracles of God. So in other words, listen to your heart. If your heart is directing you to go a certain direction and your notes say otherwise, go with what your heart says. And the other thing, there's so much to talk. Maybe we should talk again
yeah.
on this.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. Let's just leave everybody on a cliff right now. And let's talk about more about preaching and ministering the Word of God in our next podcast.